Agent Melissa Opp at the Arizona Attorney General's Office calling back GBY, today's date, 12/16/2014 at approximately 12:15 a.m. You see Diana Wilkerson is going to be making the call.
Transmission.
Hi, this is Jessica Ramos. I call you left me a voicemail, but I was unable to listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what's going on yet?
Yeah, but I called you up to let you know, give you an idea of what we've seen. It's not completely out yet, but it's almost out. There's a harness you connect to the transmission that gives it electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if when they did the fluid change or how long it's been like that, but it was disconnected. That's one. The other thing, the fluid itself, they were taking it out to check it out and see what it looks like, and it looks like you got some kind of additive in it. I don't know if you guys did that recently or did it to see if it's going to fix you the problem or what, but I mean, you should never put any kind of additives to the transmission. They don't do nothing. They actually give you more problems. Mm-hmm. Some additives are not good for your internal sensors and stuff like that. So you should never add anything strange to your transmission.
So what does that mean?
That's just like they shouldn't be in there. I don't know how long it's been in there. I don't know. I mean, you took it to a fluid change or oil change, but you don't know what they did to it. So it's kind of hard to tell.
Is there something you're going to have to do to fix that?
Say that again?
Is there something that you're going to have to do to fix that?
No, but when we have to clean everything out,
uh-huh.
Pretty much wash the parts and everything. It's not opened up completely yet, because they're barely taking it out. It's almost out of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call you and let you know, because sometimes, depending where you take it, some people might try to disconnect stuff like that, and they'll tell you, hey, there's a problem with it. I'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. The problem is, I don't know how long it's been like that.
Do you recommend changing that, like to draining out the oil and stuff?
But that's going to happen regardless. I'm talking about the harness.
Uh-huh.
You should never disconnect the harness like that, because that's going to give you it's going to show the transmission has problems. And if you drive it like that for a while, then you start creating problems, even though there's no problem there at the beginning. It's just the sensors. It's like what I was telling you, whenever there's a cut wire,
mm-hmm.
It's going to give you out a bunch of codes, which pretty much it's what's giving you right now. The codes could be one of the two reasons, either because the solenoids are out or because that harness was disconnected. That's why it was giving you all those codes.
So
I mean, it's shift hard how it was shifting. That's not so much the problem with those. But like I said, I don't know if you've taken it to other shops. I don't know if you've done checkups at other shops or whatever you've done recently or how long ago. But that connector was completely disconnected. Have you taken it to other shops or done anything to it? Hello?
Can you just connect it back?
You can connect it back, but it won't fix the problem of it hitting or that that fluid you got in there, that whatever type of fluid somebody put in there.
So are you going to have to charge me more to change that fluid?
No. What I'm trying to explain to you is, or trying to ask you, I guess, have you taken it to other shops? Have you done other checkups? Have you done any fluid changes? Have you done any work to the vehicle itself?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So you don't know if you've yourself taken it. Does somebody else drive the car?
No, just me.
Hold on, give me
my
one.
Brother sometimes drives it, but I don't.
Right,
he didn't
give me one second.
call and try to get on speaker.
Hello? Yes, this is her.
Hey, it's Lalo. Sorry, but I think Megan hung up on you.
Oh, no, that's fine. So what exactly is you said that you disconnected the transmission and that the fluids look weird?
Well, the transmission is being taken out. It's almost out. Not quite yet, but it's almost out. What I was calling you about earlier, because we've seen that there's a connector that goes to the transmission that was completely disconnected. I was asking you about that because you also have some kind of like additive to the fluid that normally you don't put into the transmission. Usually when you do that, it's when like you're having problems and you want to make it to your house. It's not something to fix your transmission. It's just like a thicker fluid to make it go at least 20 to 50 miles at the most just to make it home, like I said. So somebody had to have added that to the transmission. That's not normally in there.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the connector. The connector doesn't get disconnected by itself. Somebody had to go in there, touch it, completely disconnect it. That's why I was asking you if you've taken it to other shops or what you've done to it recently or how long ago you've taken it to a shop so somebody can check it or whatever. Because in order for these things to happen, somebody has to have been taking it out or touched it or did something to it. It has to be taken out regardless. But like I said, somebody, I don't know how long ago or what you guys have done to it, but I mean, those are two big no-nos.
So you said you were going to take the transmission out. Is that part of the clutch? Is the clutch on there, or why are you taking the transmission out?
Because the clutches are inside the transmission.
The clutches are inside the transmission?
Yes. Remember the disc I showed you?
Yes.
Those are inside the transmission. Remember the poster that was here by the window?
Mm-hmm.
All of those parts go inside the transmission. In order to look at those parts, you're going to have the transmission out and torn apart. That's why I told you we need to completely take it out and check out if the hard parts are good, or all the hard parts would be separate, and that's why it would take me like another half a day, I guess, to order the parts.
Okay. I didn't know you were taking the whole transmission out. I thought you just changed the clutches like you change oil or something. You just change it by opening the hood up.
Oh, no. The transmission is completely sealed. You have to take it out completely, and outside you open it up. You can't get to the clutches from just taking out the pan gasket or the pan itself. There's no way to get to them like that.
So do you
That's
have
to... why it takes so long. If it was just something, just popping the hood and swapping out fluid, then I mean, we'll do that in 30 minutes, no problem. But
so you
that's
said...
why it takes so much longer.
You're going to take the transmission out. Are you going to open it? Or are you just...
Yes.
You're going to open it?
Be opened up completely so we can look at the internal parts.
And how much are you going to charge to open it up?
Like I told you, it's $375. All the labor is already included on there. The $375?
Yes.
That's going to cover up your labor of taking it down, rebuilding it, and installing it. And it's also going to have that clutches, bands, seals, and gaskets, bushings, all included on there already. See what I mean?
That's so $375, that's it, right?
Right, for that basic kit. Like I told you.
And that should fix the problem, right? That should fix the problem?
If it's all the clutches, yes. If it's the bands, yes. If it's a seal or bushing, same thing. It's gonna take care of your problem. But we gotta take out the hard parts. That's why, remember I told you I'm gonna have it out to see if we need any hard parts, and that would change your price. Or like, yeah, I would have to have you wait at least another day for me to get the parts in. Remember we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what we're checking. That's why the transmission has to go out completely. So we'll get it opened up and check out all the parts. Do an actual internal inspection on the transmission. That's what has to be taken out. That's what you understood when I was telling you.
Okay. Okay, well, if you're just letting me know about the...
Yeah,
like
I was letting
connector.
You know about the connector being disconnected, and about that additive that somebody put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken it to any shop recently?
No, I personally haven't. I have to ask my brother.
You might want to ask him if he was having trouble before with it, when they're driving around or whatever, because that connector shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be disconnected. That additive they put on there, if you want to ask him to see how long ago they put that in there. Because if they put that additive on there, it means that the transmission was having problems before and somebody tried fixing it with that additive. Which, again, it doesn't do anything for you. It's just to make it home and that's it. I don't know if you want to ask him and give me a call back or whatever, but I mean, again, that's something you should do with transmission.
So if you just connect the connector that you said that was unconnected, mm-hmm. is that going to fix my problem?
Or it's going to fix the whatever codes are good, those are the codes that are going to go away. The codes for like that low pressure code, the additive being in there, the hitting, that's probably not going to go away. But most of the codes should go away just by disconnecting it.
And you said you're going to have that answer for me by the end of the day today, right?
Well, by like around 2 to 30, I'm going to let you know exactly what happened internally to make sure everything internal you're okay. And then after that, once it's being built back up, we install it. We're going to put new fluid in there. You can't put that other stuff in there no more.
Mm-hmm.
Just for future reference, never put any additive, any of the, I'm sure you hear the Lucas or whatever some people use.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use none of that for the transmission. Just regular transmission fluid. We're going to install it. We're going to plug that back in and give it a test drive to see which codes still pop up and which ones don't. Again, that, I don't know why it's like that. You might want to ask her. Well, you said you did a fluid change recently, right? An oil change?
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago.
Where'd you take it?
No, I don't remember. It was like some... No, it was just... I don't remember. I can try to look it up, but just keep me updated if anything else comes up, and you should have like the overall for me by like 2:30, right? 2:30.
Yeah, by 2 o'clock, 2:30, I should have the overall the internal inspection. I'll let you know if everything's okay, or if there was a problem that was going on before. But I just wanted to let you know about those things. Those are not normal stuff. Hold on.
Okay.
I just want to let you know about that because those are not normal things you do. They don't just happen by themselves. Those are things that somebody had to have been working on the vehicle and did that to the vehicle. Disconnected the connector and added that fluid to it. Those aren't things that just happen. I mean, whoever tested the vehicle last or whoever had it before might have done that then. Or I just wanted to get some background to see if you did have a problem before and you guys just started fixing it by doing that.
Let me talk to my brother, see what happens, and then I'll call, I'll be waiting on your call 2:30, okay?
Okay. If you get any info from him, give me a call so I can give you a better idea what's going on. But again, those are things that are not supposed to be like that.
Okay. Thank you, Lalo.
Okay. All right. Bye.
End of recording 12:33 p.m. 12/16/2014.